So let's go on to the second case, and we put this case together. A lot of these questions are not exactly like the case, but sort of tries to get to the essence. And I think it was Angelos brought up the question, or actually a couple times it's already been brought up, what about the patient with a large primary but who has metastatic disease? So we'll hear in a second about this woman in her mid-40s who had a single lesion in the right hepatic lobe. We said for the purpose of this question, okay, the biopsy shows metastatic disease. And Amanda, the most common approach in the audience is to go for surgery, take out the primary, resect the liver mass, and then give chemotherapy, which is interesting. So I guess you could say pseudo-adjuvant chemotherapy, since she has metastatic disease, but yet if she would be rendered free of disease. Amanda, again, how do you approach a patient like this where there's a suspicion, or in this case it's documented, a liver mets, but the bulk of the tumors in the uterus?
Yeah, I mean, I think in my practice I agree with that 66% majority, and it really depends on the institution and the surgeon and their experience and comfort with doing radical resections outside of the uterus. But again, there's no modality, in my opinion, that's better than surgery. So when you can do it, it's important to really seriously consider, as long as the morbidity of the patient does not outweigh the resection risks.
Brian?
So I'm other, and so I'm the 2%, but I'm also probably the only medical sarcoma doctor in the room, hopefully. If not, hello. I actually flip it. So with surgery first, then chemotherapy followed by resection, because the chemotherapy will, one, allow the patient, if they don't respond, to declare whether or not they're going to have multiple other things come up right behind it. And two, you know, if the chemotherapy isn't working, I cut it. And you can tell that only when there is a lesion. And so we've actually published our series.
So you're saying you take the primary out.
Take the primary out.
And then give the chemo?
And before we damage the liver.
I mean, seems like maybe while you're there, it might be tempting to get it. What do you think about that strategy? And what's your experience in general with oligomets, Angelos?
All right, this is a really interesting case. I actually answered other because I felt like there wasn't enough information for me to make a decision. I would want to know where that single lesion in the liver, where it was located, what was the size. In terms of the uterine mass, I mean, these Leiomyosarcomas sarcomas can get incredibly large. They develop a vascular parasitic blood supply. They're not easy. And I've been in situations, too, where you do a big resection and the patient actually has progressive disease at their post-op visit. I mean, I don't know how many of you in the audience have these big cases, and within 4 to 6 weeks, they already are developing progressive disease. They can be really aggressive tumors. So I wish we could figure out which one was going to be less aggressive or more aggressive. So when I saw this case, I wanted to look at those things. If it looks like it's easy to get out and that liver disease is really small, then go for it. But if it looked like it was going to be a large, really nasty, challenging resection, I might be more cautious and consider chemotherapy first. And then the other thing I thought of too is, well, depending on the size of the liver lesion, sometimes we often forget our interventional radiologist can help with that in terms of cryo or other modalities to treat the metastatic disease in the liver.